Hey everybody, I hope you're having a great day today. Well, I'm getting ready to leave town, and so in doing so, I have a to-do list to help me prepare to go. Things I need to do around the farm, things I need to do to get ready for this trip. And to be honest with you, I looked at that list this morning and it seemed quite overwhelming. And I asked myself, how am I going to get all of this done before I leave my trip? How am I possibly going to do this? And well, when I'm in freak out mode, it's best that I get out of that quickly. I don't know if that's true for you too. It's not good for me if I'm freaking out about things. It's not good for my family. And so I look at this to-do list and I look at all that I have to do to get ready for this, and there's some things that I reminded myself of today that I need to remember. First of all, I had to remember to focus on the most important things first. Now, if you're anything like me, you oftentimes have to-do lists for your life, and you can't possibly get them all done, all those things that we know we want to do or that we need to do. And so the thing I have to think about is focusing on what's most important. So for this trip, I need to water my trees deeply. I need to water my lawn. I need to get rid of the weeds so that when I return, they won't be even more out of control. I need to take out the trash so things don't stink and continue to get worse as I'm gone. So I need to focus on what's most important first. Secondly, I have to remember as I'm looking at all of the things that I need to do that they're not all going to get done at once, that I need to take things one at a time. Taking things one at a time is essential. If I look at the whole list, it will be overwhelming. I think about golf, and if I'm standing over a golf ball and I'm getting ready to hit the golf shot, then I can really only think about one thing that I need to do. If it's keep my head down, if it's my takeaway, if it's my shoulders, if it's where I'm looking on the ball, one thing is sufficient to look at a time. If I think of more than one thing at a time, I can assure you that my ball is not going to go where I want it to. In fact, if I do focus on just one thing, oftentimes it still doesn't go where I want it to go. But I'm setting myself up for failure if I'm just looking at all these different things at once. So it's easy to see our faith as a to-do list, isn't it? I mean, we have this checklist of things that we need to do, things we need to improve on, things we need to water, things we need to, trash we need to take out, right? I want to encourage you when it comes to your faith to remember that we need to start with what's most important. The most important things, we all know this, but the most important things are time with God, time in His Word, time certainly in quiet where we can hear Him. And then we got to remember to take one thing at a time. If we do these things, our spiritual checklists, and we don't freak out, and we don't think, oh, I've got so far to go, how am I possibly ever going to arrive? Well, you're never going to fully arrive. But God wants to take you where you're at, focus on one thing at a time, focus on what is most important, and you'll look back and see how far God has brought you. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much that you aren't up there looking at our checklist and judging us by that checklist. Lord, you look at us with love. You look at us knowing that we're not ever going to fully arrive. God, we want to have the desire, though, to not make excuses and just say, well, I'll never get there and therefore never try. But Lord, help us to look at our relationship with you. Take away that performance-driven mentality that so many of us, including myself, have. And let us just set at your feet, Lord, and to take in your love. Would you guide us, Lord, as we go into our day today? Father, would you help us to get done what we need to get done today? Focus on the most important things. And Lord, would you be on the front of our mind throughout the day today? Let us not get so caught up in what we have to do, but Lord, that we get caught up in you and just your goodness, how you've always carried us through, how we always get through the day, no matter how difficult or easy it is, we always make it through, and we give you credit and glory for that. Lord, walk with us today. We thank you so much for taking us where we're at. Help us continue to grow closer to you, and we praise you for your goodness. In Jesus' name.